This is Senator Al Simpson. Will federal regs which require higher fuel economy on cars really reduce America's dependence on foreign oil? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in the 70s, OPEC held Americans and their gas tanks hostage to foreign oil. Congress reacted by forcing Detroit to build new cars with better fuel economy. Not only did it make for some good conservation and environmental common sense, but it also made for good business practice. But Ted, forcing of the MPG standards on American automakers did not lessen one whit our dependence on foreign oil. Look at the figures. The average fuel economy rose from 17 miles per gallon in the 70s to 27 miles per gallon today. Yet during that same period, our dependence on foreign oil also jumped to record highs, over 50%. Ted, fuel economy is a good thing. But heavens, don't use it for your tired old argument to force more regs on American business.
Al, your Neanderthal objection against increased gasoline mileage for cars makes no sense. You don't raise the usual auto industry's arguments that more miles per gallon will make cars too small for families and unsafe on highways. The argument you do make is flat wrong. Higher mileage does save gas. Because of improved fuel efficiency, today's cars use only half as much gasoline as in the 1970s. That dramatic improvement saves 2.5 million barrels of oil a day, with no problems for car comfort or safety. Senator Dick Bryan of Nevada is leading the effort to increase the mileage requirement and save even more. We need a sensible energy policy to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Stop shedding all those crocodile Cadillac tears about the need for new gas guzzlers, Al. Start asking car manufacturers to do their fair share for our energy goals. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on helping Persian Gulf veterans. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.